Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. And buy the book. I think you'll like it. I promise you, you'll like it. In fact, if you buy it, you'll like it, and you'll thank me later. And we have a special deal for you there on our website, and shipping is included. And if you want to buy all three of my books, we have a special deal for that, too. If you buy the book, you get you can also buy the electronic version there, by the way. And if you have the hard copy, you can get a discount on the electronic version. So check all that out. Of course, it's also available at Amazon. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. We're talking about targeting and retargeting, right, Kathy?
Yes.
So who's targeting you? Who's watching
you?
You
know what? Everyone is trying to track what you do on the web.
Yeah. So in the previous segment, we talked about retargeting the customers that had looked into us. How could we follow them around? How could we stalk them a little bit? But in the meantime, we're being stalked.
Yes, we are. Everybody is tracking us. And there is a website that it's called the Self-Regulatory Program for Online Behavioral Advertising. And
but wait a minute, that's not a website. What is the website?
The website is aboutads.info/choices. That is a site that people can go to, and you can actually, when you go to that site, it will scan your browser and tell you, out of the participating companies, how many are tracking you.
So aboutads.info, so not .com, but .info, aboutads.info/choices.
Choices, okay. Yes. And so when I did that, out of the participating companies, there were 116 companies that are participating in this program, 89 of them are tracking me.
So you that was like a triple. Was like hitting a triple there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
You're really an interesting person, Kathy. I've always known that about you.
And so what I can do on that site is I can select all of them and say, I don't want any of them tracking me. Or I can go down and selectively choose which track.
Well, see, here's the thing, Kathy. There are companies out there, I'm going to say there are 6 or 8 companies that I do business with that I want them to email me when they have something that, when they have an offer.
Right.
I like that. I like knowing when the sale is on because I buy their stuff, I use their stuff regularly, let's say, or I want to know what's going on. I want to buy something else that I like them having my email address and sending me stuff, but I don't know why they need to know where I'm going and follow me around like that. I don't understand. I don't need them to do that because I've never ever in a million years I've never gone on a website and an unrelated ad pop up and I hit that ad or it reminded me that I need to go buy something from them. I'm not going to say that it really made me mad. It just didn't make me do anything that they wanted me to do.
Exactly. But now, the old saying, when someone walks out of your store and you didn't sell them, the chances are you're not going to, but they are still going to buy what they were looking at. And so this, the psychology around this is, if we stay top of mind, then the chances are they're going to buy. I think the problem with that on the web is we're doing so much stuff online that the profile they're building about us and our habits and what we like is a little bit skewed because we're searching for so many things. And, you know, I agree with you. When I add that aren't welcome,
right.
It's like, what?
So back to what we talked about earlier about retargeting ourselves. Even though if we buy AdWords on Google or Facebook, we have the ability to retarget. Is that a good strategy? Does that extend the values of our company by doing that?
And that's a choice every business has to make. It is a very, very popular tool that's being utilized right now in the advertising world.
Popular for users, not popular for consumers necessarily.
Exactly.
And see, I have one prime directive here for my employees. If the first thing I say to them when they go to work for me is, we don't abuse customers.
Right.
We don't abuse people who go to come to our websites. We don't make people click on three links just to read one article. We just don't abuse people, and I think other people don't have to have my values, but those are our values, and I think my marketing strategy should convey those values. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. I'm kind of opposed to it. At the same time, I do know companies that are looking at how do they maximize their advertising.
But does that make me old fashioned? Is that another extension of my heresy, my social media heresy?
That's heretic.
Coming out of me. Yeah, it is, isn't it? But isn't it kind of more not just heretic, but humanity?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Because they do know everything about it.
I think it is a generational thing. It probably doesn't bother my 20-something employees as much as it does me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I guess I am dating myself. All right. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about some stuff Facebook has for you after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.